And what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its legs and head and tail up inside its shell completely.
A tail.
Okay, and what do you call one like that if it lives on the land?
A gopher. Okay. Is it a gopher?
Okay, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
And can the insides of other animals besides a hog be eaten?
I never known it.
Okay. And what other parts of the insides of the hog besides the intestines do you eat, do you cook and eat?
The liver and kidneys, if you anybody that likes them.
Uh-huh, and heart.
The heart.
Do you have a word that means all of those things?
Yeah.
What?
Hash.
Oh.
You take the liver and the hash. The lights from that hog,
okay.
And the heart, and you put them on and cook them all together and make a hash.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you ever eaten any?
No. Somebody else has told me about it though somewhere.
Oh boy, that's something good.
Yeah. What else do you put? Do you put other things, spices or anything?
Yes. Sage and you put sage and black pepper and red pepper and salt to taste and. Cook it down real low, and boy, you got some goodies.
Uh-huh. What do you call the center part of an egg? You know, that little part in the middle?
The yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body? Like his...
collarbone?
No, just his
yolk.
The whole area. If you like, you know.
His chest.
And what do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you might use on a lake, you know, if you go in fishing, say.
I don't maybe.
It might have a pointed front or it might have a square front.
A bow.
Okay. Do you have a different word if it has a pointed front?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know because I don't fish like that.
Yeah, you fish off the bank.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Ma'am.
You're not interested in going out
no,
on a boat?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No.
Okay. What do you call the covering for the pillow on the bed that you put over the pillow?
A pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, well, that certainly is a pretty what of beads?
Necklace.
Okay, a necklace of beads. Another way of saying it, a pretty something of beads. Go bring me my something of beads if there's one in the dresser. Wouldn't it say a string of beads?
String.
What about a pair of beads?
A pair, yes. You can use either one.
Which would you be more likely to say if you were telling the children to go bring them to you?
A string.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bring my white string of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one just very soundly, you might say one man really what the other? If one man
beat him.
Okay. Any other way, if it is even worse than just beating him up, he really, another kind of maybe joking way of saying that, he really beat him up, he really, in laughing at the guy that got beat up maybe, would you ever say, well, he really what you?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Would you say whoop?
Yeah. Yes, I reckon so.
Yeah. Okay, what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he is squatting down like this? What do you say? He got down on his... If he squatted down like this and you're telling somebody about it and you said, well, he got down on his...
rump.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like a haunches or a honkers or hunkles?
Yeah.
Which one of those would you?
Honkers.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose of a penny. He's a real
close person.
Okay, anything else?